Schools uncovered some vulnerabilities in the Tennessee Department of Education's new online testing software this morning. But as WPLN's Emily Siner reports, the department wanted to see if its new program could handle high levels of traffic before it starts administering real statewide testing.
Mike Looney is superintendent of Williamson County Schools, and he proudly tweeted that his district had broken the system.
We were on the system for about 20 minutes this morning, and it crashed.
He says about 15,000 students across the district logged on as part of the experiment. For many, the software froze up, and students couldn't enter answers.
I think it's a blessing that we know it now so that we can all work together to make adjustments to make sure that when the actual assessment comes with accountability attached to it, that the product will work as needed across the state.
There are certainly states who have gone down this road with online assessment who probably wish that they had done this type of proactive testing.
That's Nakia Towns with the Department of Education. She says overall, about 110,000 users across the state logged onto the program in a three-hour window. The department doesn't know yet how many experienced problems, but it'll analyze data over the next week and try to fix the glitches before testing begins next year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.